Good morning and welcome to One Thing Parenting and Prayer, prayer for children with strong wills and other parenting challenges. My name is Olivia Truitt and I am so honored to share this devotion with you today. Wednesday, August 16th, 2017, the prayer of childlike faith, the discipline of prayer, part 3, inspired by Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. Matthew 18, 2 through 4. And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I'm excited about the teaching about praying with childlike innocence. Pastor Foster instructs us that as we are submitted to God and to His will and His word, we can allow Him to use our imagination to lead and guide us in our prayer life. I can relate to imagination and pictures giving me a stronger ability to connect to God and who He is. And I'm excited to concentrate my prayer efforts on allowing God to fill my heart and mind with pictures of the change He wants to see as I intercede for my family and others. Like children, we can be simple and able to pray with a more innocent and easy joy if we can allow God to work through the gift of our imaginations. Areas that we should be interceding include, but are not limited to, the sick. Imagine them whole, healed, walking around. Marriages to be whole and permanent. Imagine challenged marriages, whole and healthy. Imagine a strong wall against outside affairs or damaging influences. Pastors, imagine God in full control, glorified in the worship services of your church, and imagine God's great power flowing through your pastors. Sexual deviations. Imagine those struggling with sexual sin being within a beautiful flowing river of God's plan for sex. Our children. Pastor Foster quotes, "Your own children can and should be changed through your prayers. Pray for them in the daytime with their participation. Pray for them at night when they are asleep." One delightful approach is to go into the bedroom and lightly place your hands on the sleeping child. Ask Christ to flow through your hands, healing every emotional trauma and hurt feeling your child experienced that day. Fill him or her with the peace and joy of the Lord. As a priest of Christ, you can perform a wonderful service by taking your child in your arms and blessing them. In the Bible, parents brought their children to Jesus, not so he would play with them or even teach them, so he would lay his hands on them and bless them. Mark 10, verses 13 through 16. He has given you the ability to do the same. Blessed is the child who is blessed by adults who know how to bless. Prayer. Supplication. Lord, I submit my imagination to you and ask that you would begin to flow through me, through the imagination you gave me, to begin to see the broken things in my world and in my circle of influence whole. Teach and guide me to pray, and let your reality become more real to me as I do. Intercession. I lift my family to you today. I ask that my children would be children of prayer. I ask that you will guide me in how to pray for them more effectively. I take time now to picture the problems we face as whole. Let my child's anxiety be replaced with peace and joy. Let aggression be replaced with empathy and compassion. Let defiance and disobedience be replaced with compliance and a healthy desire to please you and us by their obedience. Let any sin, now is the time that you can name sin.